Here begins Pimpa Goes to Africa, originally published by Franco Cosimo Panini Editore, narrated by Laurence Bouvard for Saga Egmont. It's nighttime. The dark sky is full of stars. The stars meet up in the sky every night. They play, laugh, chase each other, and tell stories. But they always talk quietly, so as not to wake Pimpa, who is asleep in her bed. Do you remember when Pimpa went on that long trip to celebrate her friends' birthdays? Says Lulu, the biggest star.
No, I don't,
replies Mimi, who is the smallest star of all.
Will you tell me the story?
It was a night just like this one, begins Lulu. Eventually, I looked at the clock and said, It's time for bed, everyone. The sun is coming up. We stars stay awake all night. And when the day comes, we go to sleep. And then, one by one, the stars run away, and their lights disappear from the sky. The sky becomes brighter, and the sun comes up. The smiling sun appears at Pimpa's window. But Pimpa is still fast asleep, and she doesn't stir. The sun looks into the room and says,
Let's see who can manage to wake up this lazy bones.
We're ready,
say the alarm clocks. There are lots of alarm clocks in Pimpa's bedroom, because it's not easy to wake her up in the morning. Every morning, they have a competition to see.